VE5, RJM is monitoring. RJM, V5AL. Good morning, Pierre. How's everything this morning for you? Going there so far early, but you've been up probably for an hour or so or a couple hours. How's everything going this morning for you? D5 Alpha Lima, D5 RJM. Well, everything is good so far. A beautiful day. And no wind, so that's good. I checked the weather for Saturday and it should be nice. Supposed to be 26. Back to you.
Thank you. right? I'm not sure, but anyway. Yeah, so anyway, yesterday I went to Kevlar, the store, the fishing store, and about 3 days ago I went there in the morning. So two fire trucks came in on the same time just before they opened, and all employee was outside. I said, what the hell is going on there? They didn't see any smoke. Huh, that's strange. So anyway, they shut down the store. So I can't get in or whatever, so I went back home. So yesterday I went there just for fun. Oh my God, you have some kind of pump machine, water pump, everything, everywhere, all over the place. And what happened, they have some kind of water from the city, some pipe, was totally cracked and flooded everywhere. So that's exactly what happened. Back to you.
Five Alpha Lima V, 5 RJM. That's unfortunate, you know. Oh, boy. Yeah. But those things happen sometimes. Not much a person can do about it. But nobody was hurt, so I guess that's the upside. But now they got to clean up and try to get back into normal operating mode there again, so. But anyhow, it's next day they were open, so obviously they had some good crews working to clean up the mess there. Over.
Yeah, right, no kidding. Wow, that's a lot of water. And they put it as a fan everywhere because you smell some kind of funny smell, you know what I mean? And also they have some carpet over there, so they need to vacuum all the water from the carpet. Holy smoke. That's a lot of work. And very pricey, I tell you. But get the last this United States company or whatever, they have tons of money. The owner from United States somewhere in Ontario, they have a lot of money. So they have a good insurance anyway. So they're lucky because all the sprinkler by the ceiling, they didn't on at all. So they're very lucky because if some sprinkler turned on and everywhere, oh my God, can you imagine all the damage and the water? And there is a big, 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 huge, huge sail after that. And back to you.
VIFC.
Yeah, Roger. Well, let me know if the whole store was impacted or if just part of it there got flooded. Man, they should have been able to shut the water off, you'd think. But maybe they had to shut it off at the main, so that wouldn't require the city to come and shut it off, and that could take some time by the time they got there and shut it off. So was the whole store covered? You could respond after Paul, a good guy, came in here from Ontario. Wow, looks like they're going to be in for some rain over there in Ontario. And I don't know if you heard, but Cape Breton Island there, they really
Five,
one, two, five, three, seven, timer. It was on the news yesterday, but there was very little coverage on it, but they showed some pictures of people's basements being flooded, and that's what we had here in Kenora and surrounding towns here in the spring. So man, I that happened, but on the good side, we got a good guy here that just broke in here and wants to join us, Pierre. VE3IFC. Go ahead, Paul. Very good morning to you, VE5RJM.
Good morning, Pierre, and good morning, Randy. I got a list of people that I really care about, good guys, good people that I know that I truly love, and you two guys are right at the top of the list. So thank you for making time for me to jump in here and say good morning. And all your talk about flooding and fire trucks and all that stuff, you know, amateur radio is a great place to talk and say, hi, how are you doing, and what's the weather like, and what are you doing, and how about this, and how about that, but I think the day is coming where we're going to need radio to keep in touch, because the whole world's gone crazy, and we're going to have to stay in touch and help each other, support each other, because the day is coming, I think, when it's not just going to be, hi, how's it going anymore, it's going to be, can you help me? I think those days are coming. Anyway, I'm really glad to be part of the amateur radio family, that's for sure. So, good morning, Randy, and back to you, Pierre. Very good morning to you, another good Frenchman. VE3ISC. Go ahead, Pierre.
Good morning, Paul. Good morning. You know, I'm watching the news every morning when I get up, and always the bad news everywhere, all across the Canada now, because somebody somewhere, I don't want to say where, but they screwed up the whole system all across the world. It's not sick. Oh, I tell you, I'm tired about this ping-pong, the gong show game, I tell you. That's never done. I don't know what's I don't want to say a bad thing, but the thing I have, you have a good idea what I'm talking about. That's beautiful.
Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about. It's the same everywhere. You know, that's why, like, you listen on the radio or the TV, it's bad news all the time. But on amateur radio, it's lots of good news. Lots of good people talking, helping each other. So I think, you know, amateur radio is even more important today than it was yesterday. And tomorrow could be worth even more. So we need to share good news, you know, to offset all the crap that's out there. God help us, you know. And just the fact that I can talk to you two guys makes me feel a lot better. Like, okay, the world is not so badly screwed up. You look out the window, you listen to the news, it's a mess. But you talk on the radio to a good guy from Kenora, a good guy from Saskatoon, you know, the world's maybe not so bad. So thank you. Thank you for giving me reason to be hopeful, Pierre. And what do you think about all that, Randy? At the ECISC, back to good old, not old, young. You're a young man, Randy. Sorry. Back to the young man in Kenora. Go ahead, Randy.
Yeah, the E5. RJM is returning. Yeah, I thought I was going to yawn there for a second, but it decided to change its mind. Oh, wow. Always at the worst time when I want to talk to some good guys. Anyways,